If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. She joins us every Wednesday at this time. Dr. Marty, good morning. We haven't talked about the COVID-19 vaccine a lot lately, and people are not getting it. But now there's a new reason to get this vaccine even now. Talk about this.
Sure. The new study, and it was published in Nature, and it's really quite excellent, and it has millions of people involved, show that there is absolutely a direct correlation with taking the vaccine and lowering cardiovascular disease risks. So those of you who have been taking your vaccine, yay. But I have to tell you that it's primarily very noticeable in people who are elderly, right? So the study absolutely shows lower cardiovascular disease, particularly in people really above 75, but truly everybody benefits. Even though it wasn't as significant a difference in people younger than 65 years of age, it's still helping you. The part of the reasons it's more significant in the older age group is because the older age group comes with comorbidities more likely than not. And so having the vaccine unmasked, or not having it rather, unmasked these differences, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a very important trial. It was it targeted the exact types of things that we need to focus on. Now, one of the things that I saw being reported was a difference in the incidence of stroke, and that wasn't actually in the actual, if you look at the actual reporting from the Nature article, it wasn't statistically significant for stroke, but it really does make a difference in terms of your heart. So I'm getting my new vaccine the minute it's out.
Yeah, another benefit from the COVID-19 vaccine. We've been hearing a lot about this Alzheimer's blood test lately. Can you give us some information on this and tell us who should take this test? Who should get this?
Yeah, Bob, that's a really important question. So there are two new blood tests, relatively new. They've been out for over a year now, and they measure something called tau, which is a very important thing. And plasma tau levels are measured by both tests, but one test is really significantly better than the other test. And that's the Fujiboro limit pulse test, because it doesn't just measure tau. It specifically measures tau-217, and it compares it with your amyloid beta 42 ratio. So I know that sounds like gibberish, but what's important is that the sensitivity and specificity of that test is much higher, 88.1 in sensitivity and 87.7% in specificity. That's really good. Whereas the other test, the one by Roach, which only measures tau, and it measures a different tau, 181, that one has a lower accuracy and a lower sensitivity and specificity, as low as 80.5 and a specificity of 76.4. And why does that matter? It matters because for the question that you asked, who do you test? Well, first of all, both tests really only work well when what we're looking at is populations that are symptomatic, people that are likely for this test to work on. And I know that this concept of who do you test? Well, why doesn't it work well in a lower population than another? And I think you have to think of it as, like, imagine that you have a fishing net that's really good at catching fish, but once in a while it scoops up an old boot. So if you cast that net into a lake that's teeming with fish, almost everything that you're going to pull up is going to be a fish, right? And you'll have your occasional boot and it won't matter. But if you cast the exact same net in a pond with only a handful of fish, you'll probably, assuming there's the same amount of boots in both lakes, you're going to have a higher percentage of boots. So when you use this test on people who are not symptomatic or they're too young to and asymptomatic, then you're going to get a lot of false positives. And that just worries people unnecessarily. So it really is important to use these tests on people who already have a little bit of, you know, understandable cognitive decline. Right.
Got it. Yeah. It's not designed. The test's not designed for healthy, symptom free people. Dr. Eileen Marty, for the record, we appreciate your gibberish here. Thank you very much. Talk to you again next week.